So the avoider, of course, is when one's in that situation, is to aim that tzaka, to send that tzaka to where you want it to go. So then, okay, this we said we would do, yeah, we'd start with this, we said we'd look at this again, we'd start this and we look at the Hagoya. So then why is Naka? What's it got to do with Tila really? If every creature has programmed into him this response, like a reflex response when a person's in pain, he screams. So why is that enumerated amongst the Lashonis of Tila? The Surah Inyan Hu, Shebekoyche Shalom Lechavin Bedaita Tzakota Edu Lehedia Lavis Baruch Betila. You have a choice. You're going to be screaming anyway. You're going to be screaming anyway. As Mamela, use it to direct it towards a Kodesh Baruch Hu in what's called Tehillah. Moshe Ba'avedayim, the Manashim Mesaprim al HaKodesh Baruch Be. You remember we saw the story of Baruch Be? Got a patch from his father. He was crying. He went off. His father said, where are you going? I'm going to David Mincha. He said, what's he David Mincha now? My Kesha. He said, well, if I'm already crying, I might as well use the Tehillah, the cross for Tehillah. That means the response we have to pain to suffering, that can be a scream, a cry like everybody does. Or it can be utilized with a right machshava, can be utilized as a tefillah. You can direct that scream. You're screaming anyway, you're crying anyway, as you send it to the correct address. That's how we finished off last week. And we said that the tears and the crying and the pain, the broken heart that a person feels when he's in Torah, those are diamonds. Because anyway you're feeling that pain, anyway you're shouting, anyway you're in pain. But if you would utilize it properly, not to just get wasted, the same as a person, he loses, he wastes his diamonds, he doesn't use it properly. So the same two year is not to use them. The goal here is to habituate oneself. Let's say ended off last week. I think we finished off this last week. We studied Adam Hanovon, Litra Gelbazen. The wise man will train himself in this. Ashe Koltsa, Ashe Koru, or Bakol Pam, Shet Shomea, Al Khoida, Osun, or Lot Toiva, Hashmua. Every time that a person has a tsar, or he yells about someone else who has a tzar, someone sick, or he has about a tragedy, God forbid, or whatever, anything bad news that he has, the koifat saleh umut noe betoich vanacho nefalta mipiv, she chavan miyad her grize klapamale le tfila vakosha. To take that feeling, that immediate feeling you have when you hear about something not good, you have that like that feeling, is to grab that and throw that to Shemai in the tfila. The chaval maod le bazbez oitzis yukorim. What a chaval to waste these precious treasure houses. To throw away these diamonds, these moments of tzar, to let them just go to waste. That you could like he says, you could put big diamonds into the keter of the melech. Koshama chazal of tefillas beis Yisrael. We have to just, it's a very interesting dynamic, this. And it's not hard. It's just to get used to it is very difficult. To train oneself when you start doing that automatically, that's difficult. But once you mitragel to it, it becomes almost like it becomes a reflex response as well. The same as the pain's a reflex response. The pain is a reflex response, so that as the pain happens, turning that into a tefillah, into his damnut, to talk to Hashem, that becomes also hergel. But that requires training. The training is not so straightforward. But from Vaim Baxman, once he was driving in a car, the woman sitting in the back, and that an accident. Once on that an accident. He said, as they had the accident, this woman shouted, thank you, Hashem. He said, it wasn't like she had time to think about it. Everyone says, thank you, Hashem, 10 minutes after the accident, you know? But she was in the car was in the middle of, you know, the crunch and whatever, and she was already shouting, thank you, Hashem. that someone who's trained themselves, that thank you Hashem, that taking this moment of tzar and throwing it towards Hashem. Doesn't have to be in a chorus of tzar, it has to be thank you. It could be help also. Moment for now, but where you scream, you're screaming help anyway. Might as well aim it towards Hashem. So that's one of the trainers of tefillah. It's very interesting. It's a moment, amazing perek this. It's not really one of the lashonis of tefillah. Groaning and moaning is not really one of the lashonis of tefillah. People groan when they're in pain. They naturally groan. Oh, I'm in pain. You've got an headache. You groan. It's an ordinary tefillah. It's not a spiritual moment. But you can use it. You can take that, like Rabbi Ber took. Take that stuff. It's happening anyway. Might as well use it. Chaval to waste it. So he says in the Hagoya, let's see what he says. Lamita shel dover. Klul inyan zu b'haba avoidois. This idea that we're speaking about here is included in many avoidings. Ma'asim rabim yoichelo adam, b'ma'at kavano machshava. Many things that we do, a person with a little bit of kavana and thought, the hafcham minyanim plutim v'tim lepulus gedolus v'nisgavos. Many things we do. Small things, on the surface, small-looking things. By nature, you can turn them into very, very big, transcendental things. Dugma ledova. Olam chesed yibona. Olam chesed yibona. Ruba da alma sho'eskin b'derech eretz l'pan nosom. The majority of people in the world are Isaac in the world for panosa. Reiv pula seim chesed heim im abrios. Most of what a person is doing out there when he's Isaac in Panasa, he's Isaac in Chesed. The Baal Makolot, how do people have milk and bread? Because he's selling milk and bread. This guy has a clothes store. He makes the clothes. Why is he doing it? He's doing it because he has to have a job. He has a panosa. So he's doing his, he has a makolet and he sells milk and bread and other things. There isn't much value in what he's doing. He's doing a mitzvah. He's mafanising his family. I don't know what else there. Well, the etzim selling milk, there's not that much erich in it. If he'll stop and just think a little bit about what he's doing, he's doing the same thing. His day will look exactly the same. In the video, you video him in both these scenarios, look exactly the same. But inside, in his head, if he has the kavana, that everything he's doing is chesed, and he's concerned, and he's worried about the neighbors, that the people that live in his shchuna should have bread. Ah, but you'll say, stop who you're fooling. At the end of the day, he's getting paid. He's not opening a gemach. There isn't a big sign outside saying, we don't charge for milk and bread yet. Please come help yourself. Kol mishpacha, yochol lakach, arba. Everyone can take four loaves of bread. That's what he's doing. He's making money here. He understands part sheep sell expensive. So what do you mean? Yeah, you're right. Aval hu minahech rachlichiyot nafoshos beisa v'ilolov. But what can he do? He has to feed his family. He has to stay alive. He has to eat also. A Kodesh Baruch Hu created a world where Avadi has to take pay for what you're doing. Because that's how you're going to live. So that's his pesada. Well, again, he's doing the same work, the same effort, the same poor lot, and he's getting the same money. What he can add into that whole story is, I'm also doing chesed. If I don't have this makolet, yeah, you know where people have to go to get milk and bread? He's making a panosa for sure. What can he do? He has to feed his family. His kavana is to be mischesed in abrios. That's what he's, yeah. He's happy because you know what he does all day? He's busy mechaleking food. Milk and bread and food to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. That's what he's busy doing the whole day. The fact that he gets paid for it doesn't morit from the fact that he's Oisek in Chesed. But that requires a switch. That requires the Kavana. You have two makolets next to each other. One guy's running a Mifal Chesed there. And the other guy's selling bread. Gewaldic. You know what the difference looks like when he gets to Lama Ba, my Evdel? And they both did the same thing. No, exactly the same. Mamash twins. Well, the Erech is unbelievably different. All right. His boyness for Kavona Zu, Haifchim Maisim, Chutim, Lamaisim, Niflaim, Shol Chesed, Ubala Toichen Pnimi. Once said to me, the people that take they take waste matter and they turn it into gold. And then some people take gold and they turn it into waste matter. And one with a bear, you have to change your baby's diaper anyway, Nachon. That's dirt. If you have kavana that you're changing the diaper, that the baby should be comfortable and that it's nice for the baby, you're doing a chesed for the baby, you just do that dirt and turn it into gold. Actually, much worse, more than gold. Gold's just a marshal for what. But if you just change the diaper because you've got to change the diaper because you can't stand the smell, so you just took gold, potentially there was gold, yeah, and you just turned it into mud. What's the difference? Two mothers changing a diaper. Why are you changing the diaper? Just have one moment flash of kavana that I'm doing this because you have to do it anyway. You have to do it anyway. That's what the Loshani used. All right. His boyness for kavanas do hoifchim maisim plutim la maisim niflaim so chesed ubalat toichim pnimi. This you saw that we're learning now takes just mundane day to day things and turns them into maisim gedoyli ma'od ad ma'od. Ve'lo rak tzerich la'atzmo, not just for himself. Yesh b'zeh ha'inyan har be'ufonim ve'efshriyot she'akavona afuch. You can take dirt and dust and turn it into gold and silver. The wise man will hear this and you'll find thousands of opportunities in the day to do this with just a little bit of machshava, that's all. Many, many examples of this. Rabbi Eliopin in the Lev Eliyahu, he brings down that he was walking the one day and he saw the guy, you know, that sweeps the streets. There's one that comes to Eish Kodesh as well. You know, the municipal worker there, he sweeps the streets. That's what he does. He's a street sweeper. So, but Karon, that's not a very, that's not the whatever. It's a lowly kind of an avoider. Rebelli said he looked at this poor guy and he thought, poor guy, does he know what chesed he's doing? Does he know what a big mitzvah he's doing? He's keeping the streets of Eretz HaKodesh clean so people can live there. He's Isaac in the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Well, the lawyer there. So he's just sweeping streets, which is a very low, mundane kind of endeavor. It's an honest living. I'm not saying he's low. Chas v'chalila. He's earning an honest living. He's a erlich chayit. But he's oisik in the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael v'ulo yodaya. If he would just have kavana every morning, he goes out to work. In an imuchur, m'mum, and m'kayim mitzvahs, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, I'm doing chesed to people so they can walk. They have a nice clean street. When they walk outside, they don't see a mess. He's not a street sweeper anymore. God of Lakoin Godel. You know, he's Isaac in the Truma Sadeshin here. There's a rebellious state. You don't have to look for big things to do. You're doing them anyway. You just have to change the kavana. It's one of the most precious gifts you'll ever get, this idea. Mamash the Nifle V'Noira. We do so many mundane things in our lives. In fact, most of what we do during the day are mundane things. And yet a person can almost turn them into, you have to take out the garbage. You have to take out the garbage. Eventually, you have to take out the garbage. Before someone screams you to take out the garbage, you have to take out the garbage. So then, why am I taking out the garbage? 1 second of thought, it just becomes a whole new avoider. As we have to mechazak ourselves in this, because this, lies, mamash, untold opportunities. But like the alchemist in the Chobos Lavovas there, he takes all this cheap raw material and he makes gold and silver out of it. The same, yeah, exactly the same. Okay, so that's Naka. And from Naka, we learn this Yusod. You're groaning anyway, aim the groans properly. You're working anyway, you're doing what you're doing anyway. You're polishing your shoes, you're going for a walk, you're sweeping the street. Lo mishtane what you're doing. A little bit of machshava can turn that mice into an enormously... You're going for a walk. You go for a walk every day. You go for a walk because it's healthy. You have to go for a walk. To go for a walk to keep myself healthy so that I can serve Hashem, so that I can do chesed. You're walking anyway. Turn the walk into a maisa chesed, a maisa mitzvah, a maisa voida. Okay. I think the message has been stated quite clearly. Now the work is just to do it. Rina, daf mem zayin, v'ata el titpalel ba'ada amaze v'al tisa ba'ada rina v'tvila. Yirmiyahu Novi. Rina v'tvila. Rina itvila l'shabeach l'chodes lifnei Hashem. Rina, some kind of a song. Rav Shmuel, I'm not sure the English one, if you have it with you, how he translates Rina.
He says singing.
Singing. Oh, yeah. Some kind of singing. There's lots of different singing. We'll see there's Shira, there's Mizmor, there's Rina. Well, Rina is a lotion of singing. Rina tefila l'shabeach l'chodes lifnei Hashem. It's a tefila of praise and thanks in front of Hashem. Up to now, we've been dealing with tefillah being some kind of an internal response to a problem, to a situation where you're screaming, where you're looking to Hashem to help you, where you need a Yeshua, we're groaning, moaning, tzaka, batza. From a moment of tzah, we're utilizing that to get closer to Hashem. Rina comes from a different perspective. It's focusing on the hoidoy and the shevach to Hashem. V'kach nedarish b'midrash v'es chanan. Yochel ya'adam toveya tzarcha v'yaitzilo. You might think that a person can ask for his needs and he's yaitzilo. That's it. Shlomo already came along and used loshen lishmoya elarina ve'elatvila. We ask Hashem to ya arina and atvila. Rina zu kilusoy lakadosh baruch hu v'tila letzarchav shel adam. Rina is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for our benefit, intrinsic, that's good, it's all for our benefit, but Tfila is where I'm asking for my requests. Rina is for, I don't know what he means by Kilusoi, not the needs of Hashem, of all, for, I don't know what Kilusoi means. But it's focusing on Hashem, whereas Tfila is focusing on me. That's the Midrash. But there has to be Rina before Tfila. We said this many times in different environments that the Gemara in Brachos are koveya, and that's where the Shmoneh Esrei is set up, and that's where our tefillahs are always set up. First of all, one has to arrange his praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then afterwards you meet the palel, you ask for your needs. The first three tefillahs of Shmoneh Esrei, you'll have noticed, are Shvachos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do the Hachos Knesset Gedolah do it like that? Because this is the Gemara. First of all, you arrange and you praise Hashem. And then you ask for your needs. You thank Hashem for yesterday, and now you scream for today and tomorrow. We never Rambam Reishil Chas Tefillah. Mashmu L'cholah Shosida Shevach Hu Ma'akev Be'ikadin Tefillah Doraisa. But it's mashma from the Rambam, right at the beginning of Hilchot Tefillah, that this order of Shevach before Tefillah is Ma'akev Midaraisa. I mean, if you don't, then you're just not Yotzi Tefillah. V'zeleshayna, the Rambam says it like this, Mitzvahs asei litpalel b'kol yoyim. The Rambam, remember, holds, not like the Ramban. The Rambam holds there's a mitzvah to daven every day. Shenema avadetim es Hashem Elokeichem, mipinashnu lamdu avoyde zuhu tefillah. Avadetim es Hashem Elokeichem, avoyde zuhu tefillah. Shenema lo avdoi b'chol levavchem, amru chazal, I ezehi avoyde shebelev, zuhu tefillah. Well known chazal, yeah. Tefillah is avoyde shebelev, it's avadetim es Hashem Elokeichem, zuhu tefillah. That's the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis. Elechiv mitzvah kachu. The Adam mitchanen or mitpalel b'kol yoyim u'magid shvachoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach shoel tzrochov. This chiyuv, this chiyuv mitzvah zu, this chiyuv mitzvah zu, is a person pleads and davens every day in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gives his praises, his thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach. How do you do this tefillah every day? You first thank Hashem, praise Hashem. V'achakach shol tzrochov, tzarich lehem b'vakasha, ובתחינה, ואחר נויסן שבח וידעו להשם, על הטובה שהשפיע לו כל אחד לפי כוח, עד כאן לשוינה. ומשהו, לוחי רמש, שזו חלק מעצם קיום מצווה סעסה, דרייסה של תפילה וצריך יום. אז משהו שם לרמב״ם, that the Seder, first שבח, and then asking if you need, is part of the קיום מצווה of תפילה דרייסה. We learn the Rambam properly, that it seems that's what he's saying. It says that it's mashma, fatarichim. Okay, this Rambam has other problems in it that need to be unraveled as well before you start making too many mashmoisim from the Rambam. But we see that even without the Rambam, the Gemara says it. The only question in the Rambam is whether the Rambam holds its ma'akev or not. It's still the way to go. If Chazal tell you that's how you should daven, so daven that way. It's ma'akev, not ma'akev. That's the instruction manual of how to daven properly. You want to get your tefillahs answered, you follow the rules. Whether the Rambam is really saying that or not, the Rambam's a bit convoluted. I have to understand there's a lot going on in this Rambam. He kind of flips it and then he says it again. But either way, whichever way you want to learn, you see that it's important, not important. Chazal said that's what you have to do. Whether it's Ma'akev Derais, the Rabbon, it's not Ma'akev Reisnisht. But what you have to do is you have to first give praise, that's the Rina, and then the tefillah. לשמוע אל הרינה ואל התפילה. רינה ותפילה. ואם נאמר שסידו שבוחה של הקודש ברוך הוא מעקב מעיקד עם תפילה דרייסה, if you're going to learn, let's say we'll go with this side that it's much from the Rambam, that it is מעיקה הדין, it's מעקב דרייסה, נראה ביו בזה, והנה חיוב תפילה המוסקה בתוירה הוא אבוידה. The chiyuv of tefillah in the lashon of the Torah is called avoida. Bevadai demuven zeh shel avoida einu kinyan v'yitnu aleinu avoida kashe. Avoida here doesn't mean Hashem gave us avoida kashe, hard labor. Ela kamo v'avadetem es Hashem. Elokeichem v'chein v'kol tabo le'eved avdas avdo. ואני פולחון ושירות מתך הרוחב והסבטלוס לפני השם. But serving, it's working for Hashem through a recognition, through an understanding and an abatlus of yourself, because you understand who you're dealing with, so you mevatl yourself and in front of Hashem. וכלושן הגמור, בעניין אבוידה סקבונס, שחיתה לב אבוידה היא. When you're doing shchita in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not called a voida. You're not being misharis in front of Hashem. The shchita is just in order to be able to bring the animal for akrova, but it's not itself an avoida. Therefore, shchita doesn't have all the dinim of the kohen, big deku, and all the story of the kohanim. Shchita doesn't have any of that relevant to it. ומובן של אבוידו הוא, שאוימד ומשטרס לפני מי שמקייס אלו כוסוי ורמוסו מזבט על עצמו אלפונו. What's אבוידה? If you serve in front of the one that you understand his godliness, and you מבט על yourself in front of him to serve him. שאוימד ומשטרס לפני מי שמקייס אלו כוסוי ורמוסוי ומזבט על עצמו אלפונו. ואם כן, לא שייך לכל שיהיה את התפילה נחשבס לאבוידה, אם אין יודע, או שאינו שים לב, שאוהבת לפני אלוקים. You can't have אבוידה, תפילה זה אבוידה שבלב, yeah? And אבוידה means that I'm משרס לפני השם, מזבט לפני השם. So you can't have an אבוידה, which is called תפילה, that's not לפני השם. בכל שכם, אם אין יודע או מבין מה זו אלוקוס, if you haven't got an idea of what called God is, what called godliness is, then who you davening to? ולכן רק אחר שיקדים ויסד השווקה של הקודש ברוך הוא. היינו, אז בואי ננס באלוקוס ויספרח. What is מסד השווקה של הקודש ברוך הוא? It's coming to the recognition through thinking and analyzing in the אלוקוס of הקודש ברוך הוא, in the godliness of הקודש ברוך הוא, whatever that means. אז זה יסקו עסק של אבוידה. Then your תפילה can be called אבוידה. But if it's not לפני השם, if it's not with an understanding of מה זה אלוקוס, so you standing and talking is maze lamaze nikra voida shebalev. Maze nikra voida bechlal. Never mind voida shebalev. Why is that called a voida? A voida means I'm a vatlan mesharis lifnei Hashem. If there's no Hashem, so what's this a voida? You stam spoching. ונגם הקבונס וגם התפילה הם אבוידה. ודוימים הם לזה זה קבונס אבוידה במייסה ותפילה אבוידה שבלייב. אוקיי, מייסה שמו פיקלס אב נקסט ויק. אבל קבונס ותפילה, we know are very similar. But there's two types of תפילה. There's תפילה אבוידה and then there's תפילה כנגד תמידים תקנו. Yeah, we're dealing with the תפילה כנגד קבונס תקנו, where they're both, well, they're always avoided, whichever one, the תפילה אבוידה and the תפילה כנגד תמידים. But then Tefillah Neged HaTfilim, which goes up through Yerushalayim, the Tefillah Avos goes up through Chevron, is through Ma'ariv Samach Peilah. That's a different story. Of all the Avoida here is the Avoida of Tefillah is doing it with the Avoida of the Kabbonis. They're both called Avoida. The Kabbonis is Avoida of Ma'isa, and the Avoida of Tefillah is Avoida Shebalev. It's the Avoida of the mind. But it has to be Lifnei Hashem. If it's not Lifnei Hashem, so then what is it? So therefore, there first has to be a recognition, a shevach, a building, an understanding, a connecting to what's called Elokus Hashem. Once that's in place through the shevach, now you can start asking for your request. You can start doing tefillah. Okay, we learned a lot here today. There's I'm on to take away. If we'll just take away what we learned right in the beginning, a billionaire. You become a billionaire many times over. Just do anyway what you're doing. Moan and groan and do whatever you're doing, fetch and complain, but know who to address it to. Send the facts to the right address. That's the Iker Avoida. And to have Kavana, even when it's good things, even when you're doing things, you go to the college, you're going shopping, you're Isaac in Panasa, you're Isaac in Oilam Chesed, you bought it. Avram Avinu ran a hotel. He could have just been a hotelier, or he could have changed the whole world just because he was doing Chesed. Yeah, that's the story. Okay. I'm a good night of Shabbos.
Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Thank you.